Hey guys, welcome to a bit of a different episode of The Subject Tonight. I'm Josh.
I'm Megan.
And today we figured we would help you understand what's going on in the world of blank tonight.
Yes.
The Tonight family.
Yes.
I believe I've referenced it as before. But first, like we start every episode, we're still going to give you some weird news. Weird news. I started last time, so you can go ahead and start this time.
Okay. You know what my favorite things are to do, Josh.
Animals and Vladimir Putin.
It's true, and I found an animal-related...
Weird news?
Weird news today.
Tell me about it.
Bear attempts to steal trash dumpster from Colorado pot dispensary.
What?
The bear hangs around the dispensary so much that the employees have nicknamed him Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger? Why would you name a bear Cheeseburger?
Maybe he really likes cheeseburgers, Josh. Don't
you know what? You're right. I shouldn't.
So it says humans aren't the only creatures going ape at Colorado pot dispensaries. So are bears. On Tuesday, Colorado Parks and Wildlife posted a video of a buzz-seeking bear breaking into the pot dispensary in Lyons and attempting to steal an entire dumpster. So it's just boxes. There's no pot or anything in there.
Right.
But I guess that the bear comes back so frequently that they've been able to nickname the bear Cheeseburger. And they're like, oh, Cheeseburger's back at the dumpster again. Cheeseburger's back at the door again. You know, whatever.
That's silly.
Yep. So they're monitoring the bear population in the area. And they're trying to figure out ways to scare them away from businesses and residences. But apparently this is like totally normal for bears to just come up and do that kind of stuff in Colorado.
Where is this?
Colorado.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's just... It may be the African American in me, I don't know, but like if it's bigger than me, I'm not fucking with it. Like, no. Cause we talked about this. Like, I'm not like a skinny person. I don't have a fight or flight response. I have a fight or die response. If a bear is coming after me, dude, I'm just gonna die. Like, I'm gonna turn into that old guy in the fucking red shirt with that meme. Guess I'll die.
Because,
like,
die.
I'm not doing shit against this fucking bear. Like, this two-ton mass of fucking angry animal. Like, fuck no. I'm dead. Like, I'm coming home, Jesus. Like, there's nothing else to say. Like, I wish it didn't have to go down like this. Make it quick, bro. But, like, that's it. It's over. Like, I know that, like, in a general sense, bears are not as harmful to humans as I would like to believe. But, like, I'm not fucking with it.
Mm-mm.
I'm just not.
No.
Because it cannot be trying to kill me and still fucking kill me.
Yeah.
Like, no. How about we just not?
No.
How about we just not?
I mean, I'll say the same thing. I'm not going to go try to fight a bear. But, like, I'd watch as it tried to steal the dumpster. I'm not, like, hiding behind anything, hoping the bear doesn't see me. Like, I would straight up just be like, hey, bear, what's going on? Now, if the bear came at me, I would run. Not very fast, because I'm a very slow runner, but... I'm going to hope that bear is also a very slow runner. He is a two-ton bear. I can't imagine they run very, very, very fast.
They run faster than you think they do.
Probably.
When they need to.
That's true.
I don't think they normally run, like, super fast, but... Bears have been known to clock mileage that humans don't normally.
Okay.
So. That's a concern. But it's fine. We can be done with that forever. We can just be done with that forever.
All right. What's your weird news?
So, you know me. I love titles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I say that every episode. I hope people don't get tired of it because I like saying it.
It's your new saying. Artsy people, get on it.
You know I like titles.
It's been forever, artsy people. Come on, give us something.
I hope so. Hopefully someone likes us enough to make shirts.
Yes.
That would be great.
I'll buy all of them. Any shirt that you make, I will buy it. Like, if you go on a website or whatever and just design a shirt for us, I'll be like, hey, one of our listeners designed this for us. I'm going to wear it now.
And I'm going to wear, like, three.
So.
And I'm going to wear it to work. And I'm going to advertise my podcast, everybody at work.
There you go. It'll be great.
And then I'll have, like... 18 more listeners.
There you go. You're listening smart. Smart listening.
But no, this title is Man Arrested in Spain Had Cocaine Under His Toupee. Police said the man attracted their attention because he looked very nervous and had a disproportionately large hairpiece under his hat. And then there's like some pictures that they grayed out. A Colombian man was detained in Barcelona's international airport after half a kilo of cocaine was found hidden under his oversized toupee. The Spanish police reported on Tuesday. He arrived on a flight from Bogota. He attracted police attention as he looked nervous and had a disproportionately large headpiece. They found a package stuck to his head with about 30,000 euros worth of cocaine.
Jeez Louise.
There's a couple police statements, or actually there's just one police statement. There is no limit to the inventiveness of drug traffickers trying to mock controls, said one of the police people. And like I said, there's a picture of it. And apparently over 100 kilos of cocaine were seized by Spanish police in the Barcelona El Prat airport in
2018. Wow. I just leave the drugs alone, guys. I'm sorry. Like, that's just too much.
I mean, but that many? Like, how? Half a kilo.
That's too much.
In your hair, though. Or your fake hair. But in your fake hair.
Like, that's also, like, a worry for you as a person, though. Because, like, what happens if you get sweaty or there's a hole in the bag and now you're absorbing cocaine through your head? Like, I don't know if that's possible, but I'm assuming that it is.
Or something. Like, what happens if, like, your package bursts and then you have to give it to somebody after it's been on your sweaty ass? Like, I'm worried that I'm going to get called by police head.
What happens if your package bursts and the little kid thinks it's powdered sugar and starts licking you?
I mean, I don't think kids do that, but...
Little kids lick weird things, dude.
I mean, yes, you're not wrong, but I don't think little kids lick other... Well, you know what? Never mind. You know what? Never mind. We can be done with that forever, too. So, let's talk.
We need to.
Real talk. So, I know you've noticed a lack of a few other things of this family.
Yeah.
Of the Tonight family. Because it's in a general sense, it's a bit difficult to make some things happen. And I will absolutely own how long the stream has been down, because I did not anticipate it taking as long as it had to get a response from Twitch support. So we don't have to go into that originally. We can go into that maybe a little later, unless you want me to go ahead and start with that.
No, we'll just go ahead and start with that. That one's easy.
So I stopped. I was streaming for a while, and then I had to stop streaming because I actually... So my Google account was compromised. Not just my Twitch, but like everything I log in with on Google was almost compromised. Google actually saved most of my other things, but before I regained access to my account, they got to my YouTube and they got to my Twitch. But I was able to save my YouTube account. I was not able to save my Twitch account. The information was changed long before I was able to reach out to Twitch support and get help with that. Yeah. But since YouTube does most of its things through Google, all I had to do was just change my information very quickly on Google and then it updated very quickly on YouTube.
Okay.
Twitch does not do that. So, like, for those of you who aren't aware, I had a security compromisation issue. Yeah. Is that a word?
I'm pretty sure it's a word.
Compromisation. I had an issue, and some people in Cairo, Egypt, tried to get into my account. Well, Cairo, Egypt, and then one other place in like Lebanon or whatever, some other like Arabic/African country.
Yeah.
And a couple specific things had to be changed. I like had to change my payment information and a bunch of other stuff because I wasn't fucking with that shit. But more importantly, I lost access to my Twitch channel. And half the reason why it's taking me so long to get it back or to get back on is because I have been trying to see if my account is recoverable with Twitch support. But like literally they waited 3 weeks to respond to my inquiry. Yeah. And even then, I got an auto response, not an actual response from a person.
How nice.
So the first thing they said to me was, "We're sorry it took so long to resolve your issue. If it's already done, I guess there's nothing you need to worry about." And I'm like, "I can't just not worry about this, dog. Did you not read what I sent you?
No.
I feel like my account is compromised. I need help recovering my account." And so then I responded to that again, and they again didn't respond to me for another 3 weeks. Or I don't even know if it's been 3 weeks. I don't know exactly how long it's been sipping off. But I know it's been more than a month. since I've last streamed, and it's been bothering me. But so I put out a poll like a couple weeks after it happened, like, should I just like give the fuck up since they're not responding to me, or should I just make a new account? Everybody was like, just make a new account. But I was trying to put it off because if I could save my account, I wanted to save it first, and then I was going to make a new account regardless because that one was already compromised.
Yeah.
But like, I wanted to be able to adjust that information first because like some of my payment stuff is on there, but only my PayPal payment information stuff is on there. I found that out later, after someone did look into it. Only like a PayPal payment option was listed on the account as a payment option, and they can't get into my PayPal because that's a different set of like logins and whatnot. So really the only thing I have to worry about is them saying stupid shit on my account, but like I'm gonna change it anyway, so it doesn't matter. So yeah, by the time this actually airs, more than likely I will already be streaming. I have started the process of making a new account. I just have to have Twitch make all the back end shit that you actually need to do to be able to stream. Mm-hmm. And that takes time. So whenever that's done, which it should be within, I think, a couple days now, I should be able to reconnect all of my normal streaming things to the new account that I'm going to make. And then from there, we should be good to go. I haven't decided what I'm going to name it yet, though.
I feel like we should put that up as a poll.
What should my new account name be?
Yeah. And just come up with like a list of like four names or three or four names. And then we'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook and see what people want to name you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I still have my Twitter account, so I can still put out a poll.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Facebook. I just need to adjust my name after, well, maybe I can even keep it the same. Or at least change it in a slight way. Because, like, numbers can supplant stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, like, having a dash or a dot somewhere might be different for Twitch than it would be anything else. I don't know yet. We'll see.
If you guys have any ideas, it has to have the word tonight in it. Because, like, that's our
thing. That's our thing. That's our shtick. Is something tonight. Whether it's Josh Plays, Let's Play, We're Playing... The subject. The only thing that's not is Wine and Dine, but I know it's kind of its own thing anyway. So
yeah, it used to be a part of The Subject Tonight, and then me and Ashley went ahead and took it back over and made it its own thing. So
well, I feel like it's a lot better as its own thing.
It really is, and me and Ashley have a really good thing going right now. So
just like me and you got a good thing going. I'm glad.
We do.
I'm glad that I, on a whim, decided to say something to you about wanting a podcast and you just being available.
That was just random. He was like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. And I was like, really?
Well, I'm doing a podcast and I'm missing a co-host. Do you want a co-host with me? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, let's give it a shot. We recorded our first episode, and like literally it's been gravy since.
Yeah.
Like, we were already, I'm pretty sure we mentioned this, we were already really good friends way before this was even a thing. And so, like, there are a few other people I'd even want to do this with.
Yeah.
So, like, it literally just works. Like, we're already good friends. We already have good chemistry when we were just, like, hanging out and talking. And we just do effectively the same thing, but it's recorded so you guys can love it, too.
And now we just do weird news.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. We're going to have to do the whole thing because it's not actual weird news time. But.
That's true.
So yeah, that's the whole situation with Josh Plays and my aspect of the Tonight family. I will be back streaming. Actually, no, we'll talk. We'll talk after.
Okay.
I had a thought, but it's something that I'd rather put on social media
instead.
So it's in the back. It's in the memory banks. We'll have it for later.
So,
let's talk about the Let's Play.
Okay, guys, pals, fellow viewers. I done messed up.
I wouldn't say it's just you. I feel like it's a. It probably happened through a combination of several different things.
Well, David thinks maybe it was stolen, but we had a party and the game capture was there. The party ended, and the game capture was no longer there. So, we haven't had a game capture in order to do anything with the Let's Play.
Because otherwise we would have been.
Yeah. Because game captures are now almost $200. And we're poor. Josh is getting married next month. And, you know, and I just, yeah, I don't have the money to spend on that right now. So, we're saving up. But for right now, the Let's Play is on indefinite hiatus.
Until we can figure out a good way to get it back up and running.
Unless somebody would like to come forward and say that they have my game capture. In which case, please give it back.
Like, at this point, I'm not even mad. I'm disappointed.
Oh, that hurts when people say that, Josh. It's not even directed at me. I just feel the disappointment is at me now, though.
No, it's not at you. It's to whoever has decided to disrupt our processes.
And maybe it's not. Maybe it's just lost in the recesses of my house somewhere.
You see, but I feel like I've looked I feel like if it was somewhere in the recesses of your house, it would have been found.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like I said before, when we first started looking, like it's somewhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Which is why we can't find it.
Yep. So, as much as I would love to give you guys some new Let's Play content, because there are so many new games out that I want to play, there's so many old games out that I want to play, there are so many things that I want to do with the Let's Play, like, the Let's Play is not dead, I promise you guys that.
And as soon as we have the ability to start recording more Let's Play content for you, we absolutely will.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only reason why we haven't been was because of that situation. In fact, we already had a plan to get together to record some new stuff almost immediately following the party.
Yeah.
Because then the last thing we put up was like Mortal Kombat or whatever, mm-hmm, with me and David. And I know that it had been like a week or two without any specific content. So we were going to be like, we're going to get it back up there and get it running. And then we couldn't.
Yeah.
So.
It's a sad, sad world that we lead.
It is.
But we're coming back, so just stay tuned. I'll try to update you guys on Twitter on what's going on. I know I'm really bad at social media. Like,
so am I, dude.
Yeah.
So am I.
We make the worst pair of co-hosts because we never update our social media ever. So, like, I understand that you guys are probably thinking, what's going on? Well, that's why we do this mini-sode, because we suck at social media, but we're really cool with podcasting, so.
So, because I feel like anybody who knows of the Let's Play either found out about it through here, or like this is kind of like the main go-to for like the Tonight family.
Mm-hmm. It's like our hub.
Yeah. And so like all the other things kind of funnel through this anyway, and we definitely cross promote all the time regardless.
Yeah.
But like this is one of the ways that we can let you know what's going on. And so I kind of like dub all the different types of episodes we do as like a thing. That way, in case we haven't done it in a while, I can be like, let's do one of those things.
Yeah.
And this is the state of the Tonight family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've dubbed it. And so I feel like in a general sense, we should just do these every now and then.
Exactly.
Just to keep people updated as to what's going on in our lives and why things may not be happening the way we'd like them to.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you guys have any options as far as game captures, if you guys use any game captures and you know that they're not almost $200... if you want to send those our way, not send them to us, but like just let me know.
I mean, if you want to be so generous as to send them our way, I'm never going to tell you no.
Capture, please do. No, but like if you guys know of any ones that are still very good but aren't necessarily $200, that would be fantastic.
Yes. And so if we can make an effort, we're already making an effort to pool resources together to make this happen. But like Megan said, I literally am getting married in about a month and a half.
Yeah.
And all of my extra money has either gone to this house or that wedding.
Exactly.
So, like, I don't really have a whole lot to spare. Otherwise, I would have made it happen forever ago.
Yeah.
Which is what the plan originally was. And then I lost my job. So, like... Mm-hmm.
Well, and it was the same thing with David. David was asking, hey, let's do that. And then David lost his job. So, and then trust me, I was there last year. So,
yeah.
It was just a bad year for all of us losing jobs.
It was, man.
I think Jesse's the only one that didn't lose his job.
I think.
Oh, my God. I didn't just jinx that. Knock on wood.
Well, this is real wood. You can knock on it. We're going to be okay. But don't put more of that into the universe.
No,
don't.
No,
don't.
We don't need any of that.
Because it will use it
plus
against you.
Plus, it comes in threes anyway. So, it was me and then... Was it David and then you? Or was it you and then David?
I'm pretty sure it was David and then me.
Yeah. So, our threes have already happened.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm looking at you, universe. Stop it.
And then, I guess that just leaves us with the subject tonight. And, I mean, you guys already know that we're back. Season 3.
We're making it work.
Yeah, we're making it work.
How do we define how long was every other season?
It depends. So season 1 was like 40 episodes.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was supposed to be 50. I convinced Jesse to stay on until episode 50, and then I found you really quickly.
That's fair.
And so season 2 was only episodes 40 through, like, 62. It was only, like, 20 episodes. And now it's season 3 time, so...
So we had to at least make it 30 to make up for the difference.
Yes.
So season 1 was 40, and season 2 was like 20-ish. Then we're going to go ahead and make sure this is at least 30.
Yes.
Before we make any other major changes to the format of this podcast.
Well, I've already started by numbering them, because I noticed that's one thing that a lot of podcasts do that we never did, was number them. Our episodes.
Mm.
So I finally started doing that. So this one's like episode like 65, 66, something like that.
We have that many.
We probably are already at that, actually. So anyway, we've done a decent amount of episodes now, so.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I forgot that we've been doing this for as long as, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Like,
we'd be at like episode 90 if you hadn't taken that hiatus.
I mean,
but winter was harsh this year, man.
Yeah,
it lasted for like 6 months.
It was like, oh, we heard you like winter, so I'll put some winter in your winter so you could winter while you're wintering.
Welcome to Indiana. It's
but actually,
not only the meth capital of the world, it is the winter capital of the world.
But actually, remember Icepocalypse several years back at Franklin?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That was bad.
That was awful. Classes were getting canceled.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't cancel classes for anything at Franklin.
No.
I mean, well, okay, I take that back. Some professors canceled class anytime that they could at Franklin,
Yeah, but that was like campus-wide shutdown.
Yeah.
That never happens.
No.
That never happened. Like, a tornado could have torn off half of our high school building and we'd still have high school the next day.
And J-Lo would have been like, no, you're fine. It's outdoor classes today. Candace is just fast walking next to all of us.
But actually,
on our way to class.
She's just there on day mall doing Mosley shit just cause. What did they even do, man? Like, what does a president of a college even
there.
Do?
I don't know.
Like, I've always wanted to know, like, what executives actually do with their time.
I think the president of the college is responsible for getting people to donate.
Is that it?
I think so.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, I bet I'm grossly underestimating how much work that probably actually is, or how much they actually need to do with their time. But like, I've always been curious as to how executives do what they're supposed to do. Like, what does a CEO actually do?
Golf.
With their time.
They golf.
Because anytime you hear about or see the CEO, they're doing lots of things that don't actually involve work.
Yeah.
So, like, what do they do? Not because I don't think they do anything, but because I really want to know what the actual process is. I want to peek behind the curtain.
Oh.
I want to be in the room where it happens. Yeah.
And then Hamilton the shit as well.
Room where it happens, the room where it happens, the room where it happens. Dude, so about Hamilton, random tangent, you know, we love these. So like, you know Eli.
Yeah.
Eli's my best friend, by the way, in case for y'all who didn't know. When Hamilton came out, like, he had a very interesting take on Hamilton as the thing. Because,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And we talked about it, and I understood kind of where he was coming from, but like, I was like, I'm going to give it a shot anyway. But I never actually went to go see it. So like, I didn't really see or hear anything about it for a real long time until we got family Spotify. And then I had access to just random shit.
Yeah.
And I was listening to some of their sound, I think it was Wicked, like some of their musical soundtrack, and they started playing a song. And I was like, the fuck is this? Because you know how, like, you use Spotify, right?
Yeah.
You know how, like, if you're at the end of a list, it'll, like, start
a
like, random,
list.
Like, fucking radio station based off of, like, what you were just listening
yep.
to? So, like, it was the one song, you've Have you seen / heard Hamilton?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was the song that happens uptown. Like, whenever they're, like, there and, like, it's quiet uptown.
Oh.
Like, that song.
That's one and of Jess's like, favorites.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And so, like, I was just looking at it. And I was like, oh, this is from him. This is from Hamilton. The Hamilton soundtrack is on here. You know what? I should listen to that.
Yes, you should.
I should listen to that.
Yes, you should.
And I did. And then I didn't listen to anything else for, like, a solid 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. And the interesting thing is, as soon as I started listening to it, after the first couple songs, I started to understand why Eli had the problem that he had. But I still feel like it's... I don't personally think that they're doing anything that is offensive. I just think that he was a bit sensitive to, like, anything that seems like cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
And... again, I can't say that that's unfair. It's definitely not a story that needed to be told. That needed to be told that way. I only have one fucking. And I've not seen any of the things. It's not like a song. And I don't know if it's like Les Mis. I'm like, literally every scene is a song.
No.
I don't know if there's like speaking parts, because
yeah,
I've not actually seen it.
Parts, yeah.
Wouldn't know. But I've listened to the soundtrack like 50 million times, and well, not actually 50 million, because that's a whole lot more time than I'm ever actually going to spend listening to the soundtrack. But I'm not throwing away my shot, man.
I'm not throwing away my shot.
I think like the way in which it's written is so wonderful in that like very early specific musical and word choices are like brought up that become like important later. Mm-hmm. Like that would be enough. Or like random little phrases like I'm not throwing away my shot. Rise up, like all that other shit is like it's good and it builds.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It slaps. Using the lingo.
It slaps. So, for those of you who are interested and maybe haven't checked it out yet, absolutely at the very least listen to the Hamilton soundtrack. It is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, for those of you that are missing our Let's Play channel, just go listen to the Hamilton soundtrack, because that's what we're doing right now instead of making content. We're just listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, and you can do it with us.
It's wonderful.
It is.
Absolutely wonderful.
If you guys have any other questions for us about Josh's streaming on Twitch, if you have any questions about the Let's Play, if you have any recommendations on game captures, anything like that, make sure that you hit us up at Twitter. At Subject Tonight, and just let us know.
Or even Jay Play Tonight. I look at it, like, nobody sends me anything, which is why I never respond to anything.
Yeah.
But, like, the few people who have ever sent me messages, I've had conversations with. So, like, I am very responsive when I know that someone's trying to reach out to me.
Yeah.
I just don't post a lot.
That's true.
Because I don't ever feel like I have a whole lot to say.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, the person who's randomly looking to the internet for funny shit to share with y'all all the time. So, like, I just don't have shit to say unless it's in regards to the stream.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why the only thing I tell you was, like, hey, the stream's going to go live in a minute. Check it out. Or whatever. But, man. Like, I follow, like, Sonic the Hedgehog on Twitter.
Really?
That motherfucker posts, like, three things, like, every fucking day. And I'm like, how are you finding all these things to post?
I want to be better at social media. I really, really do. Because I know it's important for growing our podcast and growing our Let's Play and growing all of our channels and stuff. But, God, am I just bad at it.
Well, like, you have to, like, consistently engage with your audience. And, like, we have lives. We're not about that shit. We don't have a social media team that can just be like, we're putting this shit out at 3. We're putting this shit out at 6. Have a good night. Like,
well, and I know that there's apps that you can download that you have to pay for, most of them. But that you can, like, schedule tweets ahead of time. Like, so that it goes out at certain, like, peak areas or whatever. Because, like, technically, I could be great at social media. I work nights. I only work 4 hours a night, basically. And then the rest of the 8 hours that I work is up to me to do with what I please. So, like, I know I could get great at social media, but no one's up at 2 a.m. wanting tweets about the Let's Play channel. Like,
right.
That's something that you posted, like, noon when I'm sleeping. So, I don't know. I'll try to get better at it, though, guys. And, you know, if you guys see him the next day, you see him the next day. At least I tried and posted something.
Very true. But, yeah, this was a State of the Tonight Union.
Yes.
And we just wanted to, like I said, it's something that I felt like, I said this at the end of the last episode, it felt like Because the reason why I didn't just like limit it to the couple minutes from the last episode that I wanted to do is because I felt like not that this could make a whole episode, because this was supposed to be a mini episode that's turning into like a normal episode anyway, because we just talk about stuff and we love each other. But I wanted to give explanations. Like, it's more, I wanted to say more than just like, yo, I'm working with like Twitch to get my account back.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to actually explain why, because I feel like they deserve to know why.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm not. And, I mean, as soon as it happened, like, I put out a post, like, oh, fuck, guys, I might need to take a break. Like, my account's been accessed by people who absolutely aren't me.
Yeah.
And then, like, I gave a couple of the Twitch-related updates that I got as I got them, but then they didn't respond to me for more than 2 weeks, so I didn't have anything else to say. So, and it's not like I could stream. So, like, what else am I gonna do?
So, what's your plan when you get it back? What do you just have to stream when you first get back?
So, I told myself that I've been like shying away from doing things, and I realized it probably a little later than I wanted to fix it, because like I have all these grand ideas, but then they don't come to fruition the way I want them to, and then I'm like, well, I just want to do something else. Like, I told myself I'd go completely through Anime the Game, like when Blake was here. And then I streamed another episode of Anime the Game. I'm pretty sure that's the last thing I actually did. But, like, sometimes, man, I just want to play games with my friends.
That's true.
Or, like, the biggest problem for me is that, like, especially now that I've been busy with this wedding, I've just not had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
And so when I get my free time, like, when we allow me to go stream in the block time that I have ready for that, like, I'm not trying to play something that's like super intensive and would require a whole lot more effort than I feel like giving, because I've had a long day. Like, I just want to play games with my friends, and you guys are here, and if you don't want to watch that, I'm sorry. But like,
I'm sorry, I come for the chat, I'm not gonna lie. Every game that you play is different and fun, but I come for the chat. I come to make fun of you. I come to talk to Sophia. That's what I do.
You're right. You do. And I think that that's okay.
So I think that's okay. If you guys, when he starts streaming again, if you've never been a part of Josh's chat,
it gets nuts.
It needs to.
If you think it was interesting to hear us talk about random nonsense, I can't wait till you see the random nonsense that happens with Sophia and Sarah. Sophia's a pun monster.
Yes, she is.
She's a fucking pun monster. And I hate love her for it. I hate love her so much.
She's my online bestie, so there's a lot of puns being thrown around. Lots of making fun of Josh.
Yes.
We give random names to people in the chat when we don't know what their name is. We called one guy Steven for an entire day. Not sure if that was his name or not.
He was followed to me for a while, and then I stopped streaming, and then he unfollowed.
Aww.
He hasn't showed back up.
Well, hopefully he comes back, because that way we can reintroduce Steven to the world.
To the populace.
Yeah.
Steven was pretty fun.
He was pretty fun when he was there.
Yeah. He was also, I think part of the reason why he stopped showing up is because I stopped streaming Smite. And I know that he was really into Smite. And I know that you guys really weren't into Smite, so.
I don't have a problem with Smite. I watch Taylor play it all the time. So, I mean, maybe it's just kind of monotonous for me, but like,
I guess that's fair.
But at the same time, like, once again, I don't come for the game.
Also true.
The one time I did come for the game was when you were doing Zelda and you went to beat Ganon right away. I loved that kind of shit. So, like,
I want to do more of that shit. Yeah. But, like, it's not always easy for me to find things like that to just do.
Yeah.
And even then, I couldn't do it as often as I wanted to, because I can only do that recording with the capture.
Yeah.
And obviously, I didn't have the capture. So, like, if it was time to stream and I wasn't at your house, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
What one thing I really want to stream is fucking Smash. Okay. Like, I would really like to stream Smash matches, because that would be dope as fuck.
Yes, it would. Especially with as good as you are at Smash. I'm sorry. Well, you're better than me. Okay,
fair.
Let's...
Fair. Fair. I'd say I'm better than most people.
Yeah.
That aren't, like, trying to get gamers, good at the game. Yeah. So, but yeah, dude, like, that, I mean, Smash Smash is just fun and hype and random nonsense, but, I told myself that I really should, get back into streaming and get myself a capture before, the new Pokemon game comes out, because I thought about streaming that. But, like, I don't know how interesting Pokemon
is. It's Pokemon. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
That's interesting?
Yeah. That's, like, all TFS guys do on their channel is, like, Pokemon Nuzlocks. Like, those are really
popular. Yeah, but, like, Pokemon Nuzlocks. Like, they don't just do, like, normal-ass Pokemon runs through the game.
Okay.
But, like, a Nuzlocke has, like, additional, like Nuzlocke is, like, self-imposed Pokemon hard mode.
Yeah.
Just like how going to fight Ganon at the beginning of the game is, like, self-imposed hard mode.
More like extreme mode, like that was...
Kind of, but... But, yeah. I told myself, I haven't actually played more Sekiro. I bought Sekiro.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Yes.
And I haven't actually played more of it because I want to play it for the channel. So, which is why I haven't continued to play. I'm at, like, a part that I could probably beat. It just takes a lot more effort than I want it to. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. Like, I just...
We're going to get it back, guys. It's going to happen. We'll keep you guys informed. We'll get better at social media. That's going to be number one task, is get better at social media. Number two is get game capture.
Yes. Yes.
Number three is post shit from game capture.
Well, I mean, after we have it, I think getting it and having it is the hardest part. But, like, once it's on a computer and we can just fuck with it, I feel like it's not that hard to get out.
No. No. All right. Well, yeah, that was our little update for you guys. If you guys have any more questions, like I said, just reach out to us on Twitter, because we have to get better at social media. So you guys can help us get better at social media by asking us questions on Twitter.
Interact with us, please. We would like you to do that. Because if you give us stuff to do, we have more stuff to do. We're not those people that just, like, post random nonsense all the time.
It's true.
So, like, help us help you.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, I'm Megan.
I'm Josh.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Nah! Just kidding. I'm not going to do it twice. I promise.